Yeah. Very difficult push on all fronts. So, Simon, I think, solved the problem which I couldn't solve yesterday, which is, what exactly did the doctor Moses say? Seems to be a problem. And I found the problem. I realized in my notes later that the statement didn't make sense for me after Kasha, but save. Let's forget everything else. We got Shah. The Ramah and Dr. Moshe itself on its face is contradictory. The Ramah writes, Dr. Moshe, Simon, Shin, I, and Hey, Sif, Cotton, Hey. Everyone look inside, please. Let me have it. Shin, I, and Hey, Sif, Cotton, Hey. It says something which we don't understand. He writes, when the Omer is Svaras or Rosh, he is Svaras, Rabbi Fenu, Atar Fasim, Rabbeinu Chanalach, and Mavu, Vadivir Ramban. Not true. That's simply not true. They're saying two different things. They're saying two different things. Number one, the Rosh talks about a case of a person who was by the Levaya, then he went to fix the Matzeva and he came back. That's the Rosh's case. That's unique to the Rosh. To my knowledge, there's no other Rishon who talks about this case. I'm not saying they'd argue with the Rosh Malacha. The Shach says the Rosh is right in the Dina, but not, no one learns the Pshat in the Gemara that way. Everyone learns Pshat in the Gemara, a different case, that the Gadol, or somebody went along with the Leviathan. Nobody, he was there for the Leviathan, went to fix them at Seva. That's the Rosh's own shot, which, as a carbon assembly, he was forced into because of probably Yishalmi, for whatever reason. So what's the Dark Emotion talking about? We throw in the Rosh, and throw in the Tarfasim and the Rach and the Ramban. They're saying two different things. There's a Kasha's Minei Ben, the first one, Dark Emotion. That's the Kasha, no? That's in the text of the biggest question that we asked yesterday. We asked it in different guises, in different ways, but the steer is right over here. So my Simon Shlita, the pshat like this, that what the Dr. Moshe is trying to say is that there can be a case which we can combine the svara of the Rosh and the svara of the Ramban, and they would agree on something. And that the Dr. Moshe perhaps is only willing to be Mekel, perhaps, in a case in which you can count on two Mekelim, on the Mekel of the Rosh, and the Svara Lakula of the Ramban and the Rach. Not that they're saying the same thing. They're saying two different things. But you know, you can have it that way. You know, you have sometimes you go into a bez, and it's a bez, and sometimes you have there's three different dayonim, and everyone has his own halach. But two out of the three agree on something, so we pass it to two out of the three because they say the same thing, although for two different reasons completely. So Rav Simon Shlita suggests that's what the Radak Emotion means over here. That the Rosh says his thing, but you know what the Rosh does, it's going went to the Matzeva, that whole business. And the Rach and the Ramban have a different Mahalach. Their Mahalach is what we consider to be the Mahalach which the Shach embraces, the Halacha, and saying that if a person, if a Gadol goes and comes, then he picks up the count of everybody else, everyone else picks up the same count. So the Maisa, therefore, if the person, in the case of the Rosh, in the limited case of the Rosh, but the person was there, left, and came back. There means there for the Leviathan, for the Kura. Left and came back. Then he picks up, he, of course, maintains that count. The Bubba Bubba Kura maintains that count. And that's the Psak which the Dark Emotion suggests, which he quotes in the Ramah. In the, now, he's open Hagot Shulchan Aruch. It's with the word Tzorech Hameis. And the word Tzorech Hameis is a code word. It doesn't mean it's a Leviathan. What's a Tzorech Hameis? Well, you and I know what that means. Because the word Tzorech comes from the Turim, from the Rosh. It means build a Matzeva, Binyan HaKever. That's as far as the Ramah goes. And although he's quoting the Ramban and the Rach and the Tzorpatim to go much further than that, Rav Simon is saying, he's not in the Kabbalah there, Kula. He's only in the Kabbalah, the Kula, when he has a combination of the Kula of the Ramban, Rach, and Tzorpatim, as well as the Kula of the Rosh. This Rav Simon Shlita the Tainas is as far as the Ramah is willing to go. And therefore, Nagon Simches, when he says, Halach Tzorech Hameis, that's as far as he's willing to go. If Rav Simon is correct, and I must say the different sofer says that way too, he has a kasha, he doesn't have your teref. He plays by a Tzorech here in the Dark Emosh. Well, the Maisa, he reads the Ramah the way the simple reading with Tzorech Hameis, known as a Matzeva. Then, the way we quote it from Rav Feldman and Rav Moshe, not so Tamua. Because the cooler we keep talking about is the double poshut from the shach. Very nice the shach says double poshut. But the Mechaber didn't say it. The Ramah didn't say it. And the Tzami says the Rachman didn't even say it. So the Rach that we have on our side of our Gemara is not to say exactly the same as the Ramban's close to the same. I haven't figured out what that yet exactly. But it's not as poshut. Ladina, I'm still going to pass in that way. Because Halach didn't make a love, and we have the Alb. We have a Ramban. And the Ramban says that Shat the Rish and the Ramban too, although maybe the Beis Shat is more powerful of Shat. So we have, and anyway, the Ramban says we have the Rai, even holds that way. At least within 3 days, which we almost always have, except for the Shabbos getting in the way. And I'm talking about the typical Eretz Yisrael situation. And the Maharami Rutenberg, we spent so much time on yesterday, he says that Shat. Sort of fast and probably is Rabbi Rutenberg, when he comes from that school, right? The kids there, they're at the door, they all hold that way, and we pass them that way. But it's not as simple as meets the eye. Yes?
That makes us Washington, that we're passing them because of the Washington Rebbe. In other words, the fact that you put the Washington Rebbe, oh, sounds like we're, you know, we're making
an update.
It's not only the way we're playing
it. I confess, that's how I read it, and I wanted even to stoop that reading into that Gol Shulchan Aruch against the Rebbe. And the Shach, even at one point, seems to say the Shach is all over Sirius. Yudbeis, Yudgimel, what's going on? I thought when I read the Shach Yudbeis, that's what I understood. He quotes the Ramban and Tzarfatim, and that's what there are more means over here. But I, at the end of the day, the fact, the Halach of Tzarech HaMeis, that's a word which mean, has meaning in this context. It's a quote of the Torah, it's a quote of the Rosh. I have to concede that although I read it your way too, I did, and I thought it was Sirius in that commercial in the Hagosh Shulchan Aruch, but, well, I was trying to justify that both told Kitzer, I think I'm right, Simon is right. Just throw up a hand, Simon is correct, and we go back. Any questions? Okay, Baruch Hashem. We're so grateful that my Simon is here already. The whole comic is already worth it. He told us chat in the Shemera Dark Emotion. I'm sure this is much more, many more things during his stay here. Let us continue, Rabbi Osai, in our discussion. Okay, and we'll continue our discussion. Again, I'm trying to cut a little bit out, because you don't want to get the regular, but a few things are of import. And again, this beautiful, beautiful sefer, Divrei Sofrim, has a lengthy piece. It's Shinai and Hesiv Beis, Divrei Maskil Av. Again, we're not going to read the whole thing, because not everybody has the sefer. But some of you, many of you have it, and those who do, it's worth looking inside. There's quite a few copies in this Medrash. So those who have it should open up. Here's a number of important things. First of all, if you have a website, you should look inside. You see I'm not a madman. I'm on page Reish Sadi Aleph, where number one, he quotes to you the Haggah, which we have. He's pretty good. I only one time against him. Why didn't he look at Constantina? I mean, I knew about Constantina from the Beis Yosef, but he should look there too. But without even looking there, can you imagine? Kocham Aruch Minovia. Without even looking there, he put in the Haggah, and Haggah is, you know, I don't have the Rambam in front of me right now, but it's pretty close. It's in page Reish Sadi Aleph, the bottom paragraph of the first column, in brackets. It has to be there. The last one, Tain Sarach Ligros Bechrech, the last one in the first column. It has to be. Otherwise, it makes no sense whatsoever. That's comment number one. And I can see it inside. Comment number one. Okay. Fine, then he goes on this page we're going to skip basically because we've covered most of it already. Let's go to the next page. You see there's two more big pages. Everyone has a copy here? Unbelievably big pages here. Reish Sadi Beis and Gimel goes forever. Only the Zbira Halacha, no Shulchan Aruch, nothing else. Zero. So we're going to give a few highlights, okay? We're not going into all of this. He quotes that the Mordechai here, I'm going in order. Column 1, Dibra Maskel about Mordechai, he quotes the Mordechai. Shach, Hiksha. Dibra Mordechai the Sofok, the Reish the Chila the Sofok at the end, and he gave a Teret. Let the poor know what the Shach Teret was. It's the very substance of Dibra Mordechai. You don't have to look here. Look in the Shach. You don't have to say it. Everyone has a Shach, right? So I'm going to read it from this Sefer, but you can see it in the Shach Yud-Beis as well. So ever look either in this Sefer or in the Shach, okay? Zip card Yud-Beis. I'm reading it from this Dibra Sofok Sefer. Va'ashach Hiksha, Chila Dibra Mordechai the Sofok. Simit Chila Kosta Zabab Likholakali Rishon. Listen carefully now, very important. The Bedavarech Pligi, over the Rechel Pligi. The Shach is a genius. He figured out a shot how we can both be right. First and the second can be consistent with each other. How so? If he came back, why? Brilliant, genius, and 100% wrong. Why is it wrong? It's not that the Shach wasn't genius. The Shach didn't have the sources. Look at the next paragraph. Aval lefiyam avruah baramaram, right, mefurish lehedesh shabol lachlok al arayvit. The arayvit is a machlok of Bavi and Rishalmi. And he's saying there's no machlok of Bavi and Rishalmi. There's no steer between the beginning and the end of the Mordechai. The first for the Mordechai is the Ravid, and second the Mordechai is the Maran. The Bechlis, so the Shach built the whole binyan on quicksand, based upon his, as great as a genius as the Shach was, he didn't have the Ksav, yeah, he didn't have the Smog of the Maran, he just didn't know. He thought it was all one person speaking, so he was stepping in the steer, two people speaking, no stira. But even his whole Shtikl Tar L'Chorah is wrong. I mean, he has to say that, you know, he writes a little more deferential. He has to say, but, you know, I mean, let's call it spade a spade. The Shach was a super genius, we all, but what he was saying, shot without the sources. Didn't have the sources. What could you do? Okay. Oh, so what is the shot there for? So now that the B.O. says, he has the sources. So what did they say, shot? Let's take a look. So he gives a shot here in the bottom paragraph. This is a very important paragraph. The bottom paragraph of this first Kalvarei study base. Those who don't have, just hang in. You know, if you look in the Tosis or in the Maran, you have it in the Zirat, or in the Rosh, you see the Yerushalmi, so you'll see how he's learning Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Now we'll be together, those who have the same. Look on if you have it in the Nebam. K'nei Asha'ar Mubi Yerushalmi, Shem Godel HaMishpocha Dor Shom, Eilu Ve'eilu Mona Mishisotem HaGolel HaKavona, Shem Dor Shom V'gam Olaf L'Shom. He consists that it's both factors. I keep trying to say Dor is loved out. He says no. And the Shach is like him, at least partially. So I can't say that he's off the path. I'm off the path. Okay, so maybe I might anyway. If you're off the path, you're right. But he's following more or less along the lines of the Shach, although he's arguing this is the Kuda because the Shach didn't have the sources. Okay. U'mimashma v'adai, sheshar ha'achim, shenisha rukan lo'ocho elam, v'nkei lama lo'ocho mitzkila l'kvura, and the Shlod Esparish, the Ari Asad, v'chotar gado achim alecha v'onat, not clear. What's the case? God on the Shpocha Dor Shom Eilu Ve'Eilu Monim Ishe Yitzosim Agol. That is the safe of the Yerushalmi. Correct, Rabotai? Look inside. Am I right? Those have choices. Am I correct? It's the safe of the Yerushalmi. So what do you say? It's the safe of the Yerushalmi. But everyone counts from the Kfura. What happened? What's exactly the case? The God went along. He says, I still live there. I can dispute that in the Kuda. But he said, the other brothers didn't go. They didn't go. Fine. They would have gone. They would have gone for the Kfura. It makes no sense. What? They flew from America to Israel with the mace, and then the other brothers came 2 days later. That's craziness. If they're going to come, if they would have gone, they'd have the cover to go and accompany the mace. It's unreasonable to assume they came later. Correct. The Mistima say Yerushalmi Mashma. Iri bein the Chazar, who bein the Lo Chazar. Doesn't say whether the Gadol came back or not. Makes no difference. Avol Lechayra. Even the Reish of the Yerushalmi, Irish Ahochim Dorim B'Mokum Kfura, V'Chazur L'Mokum Sheshar Achim V'Gadol M'Shpoch HaDorim, Hochanani HaSeifa Ayri V'Chiyai Gavna, Shechazur Gadol Abayit, Avol Lo Chazar claim to be Olocha, Ein Shar Achim Negrorim Achim. This is the greater word that the assistant Charlemagne, Tani, has been using. The expression greater. Says the Bir Olocha, that if the God of the Bayit went off into the sunset and he was all the way off in a different country, then we should suggest that maybe those who stayed behind are not the Gvara Machra, suggest the Bir Halach. Kuloka Mashkat of Ashach, so that's a Mordechai of Amaram, Im Lo Chazar Kulam the Gvara Machra. The Eil is there Shum Mokor. Next time. There's no longer for the Shach. Take a chutz for the Krig on the Shach? That's the Shtigal chutz, okay. That's the way it should be, though. I mean, it's hard to say. The man spent how many years writing the safe? I don't know. He has a right to argue with the Shach. What does he say? The Bavli Ari Bishon Chaza. We don't know what Lo Chaza. We don't know. By Rishalmi Ari Nami Bichaza Elashu Dorsham. Have a Benisher Efshu Shem Negro Makam. See, he's going to Shita. So that Dor should be taken literally, right? Now, of course, the Ma'ad Shach. That Zohar does not mean Zohar. What does Zohar mean? He stayed there, then he's 100% wrong. He followed him. I'm against the Zohar. But I don't think the Zohar doesn't mean, who cares where he lives? Zohar should mean he probably stayed in his house for the Shiva. And even in that case, it's Nigar Akhara. So I'm all of a sudden the champion for the Shach. But Velavi Tame, not because he lives there, because he's there. He's staying there. Staying there really. And although he uses the greater word, which Tani likes so much, nope. It's Nigra anyway. That's, I'm not arguing the word. It's a Balzic word. Mirid. But you can be Nigra even in this case. Kane Nigra okay. Oh, now, Rabosai, you have one more Nakuda to see in the Sefer. One more Nakuda to see in the Sefer before we close it. Gotta find it. Hold on a second. Goes through the whole, all the sheets. And he explains. Maybe someone can find it for me now. Right now, just a second, I can't find it. Help me now. Where, what does it mean, the expression, God, he goes through what the words of the Yerushalmi. God of Abayas Khan. What exactly does the word mean? Give me a second, I know it's here somewhere. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, here it is, it's on the previous page, so I can't find it. I'm sorry, back to Reish Sadiyal. I'm sorry, no, I couldn't find it. On the previous page, okay, the last paragraph on the previous page, Reish Sadiyal, look at this. Thy Rishalmi Irinami again. We have the horror of a horror of to spend time and effort with this Rishalmi, Rabbi Yisrael. West. Even with the beautiful air conditioning of today, thanks to Ari and the crew. We still have to sweat a little bit, Ari. And sweat a little bit over it over the words of the Halakha Chachma Yisrael. Oh. Thy Rishalmi Irinami, the Inyan Shabishak, Ura Hochum Amez Mamokam Acher. Okay? That's what he says, chat. Remember, the duration is a safer. Keep careful tab. Umashom of Yerushalmi Shem HaGodol HaMishpacha Kan V'chule. Vim Godol HaMishpacha Shom V'chule. How did I learn, chat? I'm a push of the year. Kan means to stay behind. Shom means to win. That's how we learned yesterday, the whole shiur. Dr. Ney, you going to go against my shiur? I guess we go against the shiur. I can come home go against my shiur. Okay. He's going against my shiur. What's going on over here? What's happening over here? What he said? Ain't a kavon al chalik ben nisha kar im halach l'shem. No, I'm wrong. He said, okay, I'm wrong to hear it. Ella, what's his kavona? What's that? What's kavona? Ha kavon al chalik ben imudar. Here we go again. Imudar kan no imudar shem. All difference. Whether he lives here or he lives there. That's all different. The host is Maram. The host is coming. Hi, Rishalmi. Shem who dar kan. Kula monim mishat yitzia mi pesach abayis, ayri, shegodol ha-mishpacha dor kan, hu miksas echo achin doran sham, birshu nikbar bo. That's what we saw that language. Well, whoever has a Ramaram, open up please, those of the Xerox, make sure he's quoting accurately please. I'm relying on it. Ulechara, relying on you too. Ulechara, lama hosif she miksas doran v'mokum kvura. Why is he even bother mentioning that? Says to be the Bira Aloch here. El Zekeva, Shalati Perushim, Hashem Rishalmi, Eino Mechalek, Beinim HaGodol Holach Olo, El Beinim Udorkan Olo, Im Kenlon Esparish Klal, Mi Holach Im Yameis the Kobro. Doesn't say, according to the Yerushalmi, according to what does say? Yeah, you bet it says. According to it doesn't say. Ba'akorach, the Zela, Hoya, Yerushalmi, Tzorach, Lefarish. The Uruch, look at this now. You think I was sure my Uruch was the milk from yesterday. You think, I saw you snickering yesterday. He thought that my summer was schwer, but he probably wants to shiv the way he lives. And he probably wants to go along the first. Look what he says now. He says, the urcha, the tzorach lefarish, the urcha, the milsahu, shemi shegar be'ir, shenikvar, hu holech lavos hosham. Then came, sh'amu shagadol habayim gar kan, kulam negrar and akrav, Umonim Mishiyotim Petach Abayis Memela Mashma Shesharachim Garmim Kol Mashikovim Oso Shom Vehem Ochimo Luhutra Godel Abayis Alecha Dimo. I told you last week I had the unfortunate path to accompany a Godel Abayis who lived in Far Rockaway, who traveled all the way to Eretz Yisrael and came back. Right? It happened. So the Bir Halacha is going to say, you know why it happened? Because there was no one else from the family there. And he's suggesting, let's say for argument's sake, one of the sons of this family, this very distinguished family, would have been in Eretz Yisrael, as they were for most, for the better part of this year, that the husband, the bereaved husband, wouldn't have gone to Eretz Yisrael, because someone who was there or someone who had an apartment there would have gone back there. Meheche says, this is a mistama. I don't accept this mistama. The God of Abayit has responsibilities, with the Chi of Kvura. It's only natural he should be the one to accompany the Aaron, even if he's going from place to place and coming back. I think his mistama is much more shver than mine. I'm saying in the mistama, a person likes to observe the Shiva, the way he lives. That's, you know, I think it's a much more shver mistama, in my opinion. Beyond that, it's Ika Chosim and a Sefer. Not much Ika Chosim and a Sefer. Because of my opinion, nothing's Chosim. Saying the word Dar means he's there. It's like, you want to call it a creative understanding of what the word Dar means. It means he's there, Nishar Shav, mine's not so. He says the whole Ika Chosim and a Sefer, according to his interpretation. Not much Ika Chosim and a Sefer. I think he was Shav Miskipshuto. Khan and Shav mean he's there, he's here. Not that he says, Eina kavan l'chalek bein nishar kan holach sham. And I say, yes, I kavan l'chalek bein nishar sham holach sham. Nishar kan holach sham. As we said yesterday in Shias, I'm arguing vociferously with this mechaber on this because I think I'll need it handy. I'm right. He's nice. I think Opshat is more carved to the pshat. I think so. Again, I can't swear to it. I think so. Okay, we're both sides. One more Nakuda. We said before that the Shach says that in the case of Dar Shav, where the person lived, what he called there, they all count from the moment of the Kvura according to the Yerushalmi, even if the God of Abayas comes back. It goes back to the Eretz Sadi Beis, according to the Yerushalmi. Harshach Kotav, we read it before already. You look at it in the Shach, you don't need to say it. You look at the Shach, you say it, it's there. I'm reading from the sixth and the last line on page Reish Tadi Beis, column 1. It's chatting again. Harshach Kotav, the Mishima, say Rishalmi Mashma, the Ari Bein, the Chazar, Ubein, the Lo Chazar. What case are we talking about? The case of Elu Ve'elu Mimonim Mishayit Sosim HaGolel. Okay, and the other brother stayed behind. And it makes no difference according to the Rishonim, because the way he learns throughout the Shach learns, it makes no difference whether the Gadol came back or not, right? In any event, the Sharachim and the Grorim after the Gadol, and he, the Ritofim, argues in the case of Lo Chazar, he says, Lo Chazar, Abosai, if Lo Chazar, then they're not Nigaracha, because after all, they're sitting in two different cities. They're sitting in two different cities. That's the name of the chart. I had a chart from yesterday. Sitting in two different cities. So says the Biolach in his argument against the Shach, again with him shot in the Yerushalmi. Okay? That's his argument. But again, it's all according to the whole Mahalach with the word Dar. According to what we said, Rabbosai, everything's simple. Namely, that the God of Abayas comes back, they all count B'Shas Yitzias Hameis, like the Bavli. There's no Makom Bavli Rishami at all. If he went and he stayed in the Makom HaKvura, they all count from the Kvura. That's exactly the same for the Rishami. Right? I'm in effect saying the opposite of the Sivir Yisofim. He's saying the Rishami is only where he came back. I'm saying the Rishami is only when he stayed. If you can't figure it out, just go over it a few more times. You'll see what we're talking about. Okay, about that. That's the conclusion over here. Fine. I want to discuss now just two more small points, and then we're going to Baruch Hashem to the sugya of Regem. We can talk about a frailer of sugya in Ichot Avelis. Simcha. This is the Simcha Yantzim, which we'll get into the next sugya. Okay. First, it's a minor point, and that is that when you say he has to be b'makom karov, this is what I mean. At what point, the misa or the kura? What do you say? What should it depend upon? The svar. What should it depend upon? Kura. You're right. You've come to a ritzma. Kura. Home run. Bingham's and Nets. They only scored one run. We ready to top them just now. Okay. And the other team didn't score 16. So, all right. Now, the Tuna Tooters. For those who want to look up Rabbi Simon's Kashrus in this paper, it's in the Bir Halachas Dibur HaMatzil VH. It's Kashrus of Dark Emotion. We pointed out that the Shach and the Kashrus really gets through a little bit, a similar question. Fine. So I got to the last point I want to talk about is what the Mechab has over here in Sif Test, which is a din, which Sif Test really is redundant almost with Sif Test. It just spells it out more clearly. We had a machlokes between the Ramban and everybody else. If he heard about it, far away. Now, Rabbeinu Simcha, I got confused, I have to tell you. When the guy came with the air conditioner, I didn't say it over straight. But I won't go into it now. If you want to look up and see what he says, you look at yourself, it's there. And it's more or less there, you have to look carefully. Okay, I apologize. Back to Sif Test, it's the Ferris and the Rush. That one should be ready to know from the Ramban, from the Diyak of Sif Test. V'shalosh shama shameit ashebah. That's the Russian lushan. And once he starts without count, and that's the end. Fine. Now, some of the diagram both sides, for the word v'hitzchil abel, they make a big deal out of those two words. That's a local amaisa, mamish. There are those people I know, they go to Eretz Yisrael. I heard this when I was just now this last trip. And when they go to Eretz, people go to Eretz and come right back. So I thought we follow the Shach, I have no problem. But others don't follow the Shach, they have all kinds of problems. And one of the ways they try to overcome the problem is by telling the guy who's Nebuch in Avelis, listen to this, he went to the Kvura, go straight back to the airport. I have to wait there for 8 hours for the flight leave. Too bad. Don't be Koveh and Mokum. Or don't be Mekabel Tankumim. Don't let anyone come into me and knock them over you. But they say, once you, the only way you can, they claim, only you can pick up the count with the others if you didn't start your Avelis officially until you get there. I don't know how you let it do that. It's Mokhiv and Avelis. You have to take off your shoes. What are you talking about? How can you make such a thing? So if you take off your shoes, what's the difference between Avelis and people knocking you or not? It's gibberish to me. I don't understand it at all. But I heard it just now. Pashtus is, Rabbi said, despite these words, the Yitzchul is Avodah. Chabad quotes from the Torah, from the Rosh, it doesn't mean anything. It is Agav Noka. Even if you're not maskal Avelis for whatever reason, if you are mischayev in Avelis, it's enough to put you on a separate count according to the Shita of the Rush. That's the Pashup shot. Who said so? The Rimi Gash. Shuva Simon Tzadi Aleph. Look it up. We have it. The same one with what you spoke about before. Fine. The Carbon Asano, for example. Give a look, for example, the Carbon Asano. Take a look, please, just for a minute. The Carbon Asano Oath Yud. Simon Lamed Ches, I believe. Oath Yud. Yeah. I don't see it. Where's the Rush say that? Oh, they're two yud. The two chaf too. Can you say something, a stutter here? Come over. Yud chaf chaf? The first yud. Okay? Haima shemodiyaleh shiyamalakad shemodiyaleh shemes lomes tam boil beis oviv and can his kill his abel. Lo mitzabek klal shiyikata velusu mishul shabol echav kamo shabir aleinu besamach. In other words, his kilos abo doesn't mean he has to be, he's mechuyas in Masa, and if he wasn't Masa, it makes no difference. That's the Pashup Shat. Yes? Not true. We'll get to that, Mr. Sherman, in the upcoming Shurim. Now, Lachlan, I've had a case like that. I had a case of a relative of mine. Never, she was in Florida and heard that someone was Nifter. She came to New York to do the kind of shiva with her family. But she didn't know. She's not a Talmud Chacham. And so she came, and she didn't do any particular manifestation of Avela until she arrived in Brooklyn, was already after nightfall. What's it then? She did Lefur, the Shulchan Aruch, she gets up with everybody else. Zul Zul, the Mitzvah of Avela.
She didn't go after that.
No, not to the Negra. No, she's not Negra Ephraim. She wasn't with them at the beginning, but passed upon the most, almost all Shidah, she's not Negra Ephraim. But no, she was mechuyav to take off her shoes in the Miami dorm. She didn't do it, she didn't know any better. Okay, we'll come to this problem later, as we go, in Yitzh Hashem. And there is a ritzvah, Rabbosai. There is a ritzvah. Wait, so what the ritzvah exactly said? But at the same time, I'm in a major, major time crunch in terms of finishing the syllabus, Yitzh Hashem. And I use that term, forgive me, before the man is over. There is a ritzvah, and it's hard to know exactly what he means. But just to get the same part, I don't think it's time to open it. Because we have the different stuff open for those of us who have it. In Amic Dover, it's called Kuf Ayin, the page Shinvav. He says he thinks the ritzvah is a different sheet than it's quoted by the Akronim. What does it mean? Umekil afilu v'hissel lino gavelu. In other words, the Ritzvah Krig, not surprising, because they're on ban. Of course they're on ban. Even if you heard about it in a distant place, you can still pick up the count with them. Right? So the Ritzvah is a compromise. The Rosh and the Rambam say no. And the Ritzvah is the great compromiser. What's the Ritzvah's compromise? Rak, shekvah noag avelus yom echot, shekvah chal of toras minyin, oz enam avatul minyonim epnei minyonim. So somebody hears about Nebuchadnezzar and joins his family and arrives on his second day. He hears about it on Monday and he comes on Tuesday. Then he's stuck with 7 days. He gets up a day later. Everyone else started on Sunday. He hears about it on Monday. He gets up a day later than everybody else. But if he hears about it Monday morning and he huffs and he puffs and he comes there Monday afternoon before Shkia, then he gets up with them. Even though he started a day later than them. That's how he reads the ritual. So he brings riots, and I don't go on time to go into it, and we're starting to still get regular. Okay, let's have a little simchan life. But if you look there, you'll see, I think it's 100% right. Okay, right there, a new sugi. Bishiyana Nishmai, you test them and I'll finish. Okay. Baruch Hashem, a new sugi. It's been a rough one, I can see. Okay. Hakover es neso shloshu yomim kodim l'regel bot lahimenu gzeirat shivu. Shmona, Botla Mimenu Zera Shlosh. They should Armu Shabbat Ola Veena Mafekes, Regola Mafsikin Veena Mo. Stop. Well, yes, the rest will come later. Later. This is the first day of the mission. Omarav Zera, this is just hard to read the words. Zera Botla Yonam Lo Botla. What do the words mean? What do the words mean? So, the Gemara explains what the words mean. Gemara says, I tell you no butlu, last line. Shem gilech erev regel, shem lo gilech erev regel, also the galech acher. You want to break it? You got to break with your own bare hands. If you want the regel to break avelus, you have to cooperate. You got to do something. If you're passive, you didn't break it with your own hands before. It doesn't work. If you took a shave erev yontif, you're in shlosh. And you took a shave right before yontif, so you broke it. If you didn't, the regel is not going to break it on its own. God helps those who help themselves. Okay. Turn the page. Again, there's a big toast of it out, but not going to learn it. And all the time. It's an important toast, but it's not lalok. You pass like I'm a show. I just can't. It'll be merchant. Okay. Dr. Gemara, Vatanya, Benichusa, Siyata. Go through the whole story. And again, we have to be brief over here. Megalech erev regel, Iblo gilech erev regel, Osler, Arab, a furish. But I'm a show over there. Mutal galeach acher regel. Finish. Habashal argues and says no. And if I cannot, I don't have the time to go into the sheet of Rabbanim Habashal, we pass it like Habashal. How do you know? It's the first thing tomorrow. Halacha ka Habashal. For two reasons. What two things did he say? One, what did he say? Mixes ayom kikula. Right? And that's relevant to the breaking of the yontif and avelus as well. Day 7, day 8, the whole story. And two, he paskins that even if you do nothing, the yontif knocks off your Shiva or Shloshim is the case maybe. Fine. Says Taisit. Zira Lachka Bashol, Halacha. Bechol Mai Zikpolak Atana Kama. Mitzam Kukulo. Bei Le'inyin in Logilea. Fine. Gevaldik. Gevaldik. Zikote Yerushalm. Rabbona Da Bashol. Ma Ben Yom Shloshim Yom Shmini. Zika Oma Mitzam Tayom Kukulo. Umegaleach Erev Aregel. Yom Shloshim Yom Mitzam Tayom Kukulo. In other words, what right do you have to shave on day 8, which is Erev Yotzeh, for day 30 you can't. When Mishanim is kvod a regularly to you, Teda, look on the side, Teda. Shereg Shechal, Shemini, Shalom, B'Shabbos, Erev Regal, Negaleach, Erev Shabbos. That's gore wacky. Kvod Abishol, you hear Shemini considering Shiva. He did not even say Kukulo. According to Rabban Abishol. The Teret is, it's a special dispensation. The kvod a regal, and it applies not only on Erev Yotzeh, but it applies Erev Yotzeh, if Erev Yotzeh itself is on a Shabbos. That's the answer. This is beautiful. Beautiful. Good. Right there. Zoktig and Mahara. We have the various Yalfuses. Zoktig and Mahara. And this fourth wide line, Hakol Modim. Kshachal Shlishi Shalom. Vios Erev Aregel. Sha'otu Beruchita Ad Ha'erev. Let's focus for a moment on this line. What does it mean, Rabotai? What does the line mean? Toys. Sh'as the brachit ad ha'erev, pirish v'kuntris, will the erev yochol lirchot gufo b'tzone, inami panagot v'raglav, avokol gufo v'chamen lo, dos lirchot v'yomtiv, v'cham etveria, olishto, v'cham eshuchu v'karka, da-da-da-da-da. Okay. V'yim toma, v'may shnodlar, v'yim ekstem kakulo, v'shlishi, uvishvi l'rabonon, uvishvi, Mini da Bashol, Shavina de Mixam Kakulo, why don't we say he's allowed to take a shower on Erev Yontif, the same as he can take a shave in Shloshim, so he can take a shower in Shiva. What are you saying over here? All the Heterim which are the covered Yontif start even before Yontif, right? Don't wait for Yontif. Can't shave on Yontif, can you? Okay. Okay, this is the question. This is the question. So what's the answer to this question? What's the answer to the question? So there are quite a few answers to the question. Let's skip a line. I'm not skipping one line for a minute. This come, I want to go on, because there's only a rejected answer, which we'll come to accept for a second, but let's see the real answer. V.A. Shloma. The Avelus Shiva Chomer Tvei. End of story. But it says, Avelus Shiva is Lachomer, and therefore, there's no dispensation. Only by Shloshim, you can do it in advance of Yontif. Shiva, not therefore Rabotai, you can't shower before Yontif, nor can you launder clothes before Yontif. Right? Because we need for Shiva, and we don't give the dispensation of Erev Yontif that it should work earlier than Yontif. Too bad. That's the Tosis. That's Tosis there. Now I'll go back a step to the Chitim, which we'll call the second step. The chitaim of mishum the efshel lirchot biyomtiv v'lo yei nivul teinach v'chitza ela kibud ma'ika le'meimar. So what are they in effect saying? So the chitaim is right. In a chinami, laundry you can do. You can do laundry on Erev Yontif because you can't do it on Yontif. We don't wash clothes. It's one of the lamentations of the law. We don't do laundry on Yontif. But to get into a water, you can. Maybe not exactly the same water. We're not here to learn Hilchos Rechitza B'Yontif right now. What is enough to Chamin and Tzonin and Kol Gufo and Mitzvah Gufo and Chamin Tveria and Bekar and Bizman Hashem and Ganzen different. We're not going into that right now. Okay? Finished. There's a second possible term. A Chitim. Good. What did Rashi say? How did Rashi learn Pshat over here? Rashi. Our Rashi. How did Rashi learn Pshat? In the contrast to the Bahag. Because the Bahag Mefarish, who Adin Revi V'Chamishi, Osir Ad Ha'erev. Why did he call the Bahag? The Bahag is in contradistinction to Rashi. The Lush of the Gemara, if you recall, was Shchal Shlishi. Why did they pick Shlishi? So Rashi says, Sh'Osir B'Chit Ha'erev, Devadai Sholosh Shleimin B'Inon Ha'erev. Finished. No break the first 3 days. Quote to Rashi, the 5th, 6th, or 7th, 4th, 6th, it would be okay to wash before Yontif. 4th shot. That's the 3rd shot, rather. We have what? The Yesh Loma, the Vechitema, Rashi, and now the final shot, the Ritz. What did the Ritz say? So Ritz, Pirish, Ada Erev, Hainu, Iber Yontif. He denies all things. It's Takamuter. Ad Ha'erev, out of Erev means that until it gets late in the day. And when it gets late in the day, then in fact it is mutter to wash an Erev Yontif. Ulafukit lo sharim in aboker. If it's the seventh day of Shiva, you can take a jump into the shower in the morning. But here, you have to wait until close to Yontif. And kibbutz would also be mutter only when close to Yontif. That's what the teretz of the Ritz. The teretz of the Ritz. Gevaldik. We have four teretzim. Halacha l'maisa. A big discussion in Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to postpone it. I want to get into the sugya itself a little bit. We will discuss it by Richas Blineder in the upcoming shiurim. How we'll do it, I don't know exactly. We're going to Blineder get to it. I think it's important halacha l'maisa. According to Shulchan Aruch. Right. I want to turn my attention now to this very critical Gemara. It's so critical. Here's what the Ikalumdus of Regel and Shabbos is all going to come in, right over here. Where the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says as follows. A Shaila. Someone never dies in a Regel, it's better to Regel. All of the Minyan Shloshim, or in Regel, all of the Minyan Shloshim. A Shaila. The Minyan Shiva lo kami boyali, the lo nahaga mitzvah Shiva beregel. I'm only worrying about Shloshim, they won't take a passim. Yes, it's only the Shloshim and not the Shiv. Not the Heilige Tosfos of us. The Lonogin Mitzvah Shiva Beregel. Who needed the Vorim Shiva in the Nogin. Gemara Ksubat Avdalis, according to our Girsa. Furch. Nope. So the question becomes, what's going on? What's going on? They say that the Varm Shibitin of Shiva by Beregel, if it doesn't count for regel anyway, so why does it count for Shloshim? The answer must be as the Ramban says, on Shloshim, we already told us about one before, Shloshim, Hilchot Shloshim apply Beregel Bishleimusam. And in order for it to count to a particular minion, you have that absolute, complete fulfillment of the Chesavel. You can't have it by Shiva. You're truncated. It's only part of the sinner. It doesn't count. But the fact it does count for Shloshim indicates you have complete fulfillment of Shloshim. My, and the Ramban, if you look it up, page Reish Chav Zayim, says it's based on our Gemara. This whole basis is our Gemara. And basis is our Sugya. He says, you see, from our Sugya, it's the Reish Chav Zayim. Those of you who look, see, from our Sugya, I have a big Gemara. Then Shlomo can be boiling. But to Shloshim yet, so therefore the laws of Shloshim apply lower than regular Bavad, Elimi Torah Tavelus. Okay? And if you're going to tell me, as some others would argue, that, yeah, you know what you can't do in Shloshim? You can't do Giyut, you can't do Gilua, because no one else can do it either. Because as Xer mentioned at the beginning of our parak, all right, Vela Magalkin, because he shouldn't come to the Benuvel of the Tolka Rego. He says, in other words, there would be tremendous differences. What about going to Simchas Vareyas? What about wearing iron clothing? What about using a nail clipper to clip your nails? And what about the fourth one? Very important. Very, very important. The last one of Beis Chav Zayin. What does it say there? Bimbom in Medina Tayam Beis HaShivya Ushar Zvarochim Shemonu Chachamim Misapir U'mechabes Kedargo. That would be true from the perspective of what? From the perspective of regel, right? But from the perspective of shloshim, it's not so. And in fact, says the Ramban, it is not so. He has usher in all cold zeirus shloshim all of regel. This is the Ramban of Reish Chav Ches, the fourth line, and he proves it because the Gemara has it both an abchav. Amud Aleph. No, it's actually the last word in the intent of his base. What it says? That, And Rabbi Nisaskima Imo, Shekvon is Asku Bo Beregel. What do you mean this Asku Imo? What do the words mean? This Asku Imo. So Drashi Lenachmo. Says the Ramban, what are you kidding me over here? Just a match, says the Ramban. We pass in the Gemara, and there's Nicham Avelim on Yonah. Can you imagine this? There's Nicham Avelim. Sorry, Rabbi Yosef. We're going to a Sheva Bro. Yeah, someone got married there. That's fine. I know someone got married there last year. I know it's a person. So just imagine a guy, I got to leave. I'm going to Shevibro. That's ridiculous, says the Rambam. Ridiculous. This Haggai is crazy. It's a contradiction. It can't be Tamer Atzmacha. Who are you, Tamer, for Simcha Ferez, Rabbi Mitzatzlo, Be'evo? Can't be. Must be, says the Rambam, all halachas of Shlosh and apply to Rega. And that's what's older. Shiva's only half, it's not old. Everyone got it clear? The famous Rambam, page Reish Chav Zayin Ches, world famous Rambam. Fine. Aye, gewalt. Gewalt. But the Shastigal Averas is our Hesia. Well, says the Ramban, it's not so famous. Why? Because the Lot, I say. And, you know, you think about it, you have to be in Regel, Noeg, Bimiksasa. Some of them apply to every person in Regel. Now, who's not only someone who's in Avelis. I started thinking through my head of the five he threw with the Ramah to Shloshim, how many do apply to the average person? So I think it's four or three and a half. What are they? Yiluach, Maisa Giyot, as opposed to wearing the Guhat, that's the half. Right? Maisa Giyot, a person can't do on Kalamari, Nisuit, take a marriage on Kalamari, right? And Leda Tzitzkora, so that was the fifth one. Can't go Kalamari, can't go to work, right? So three and a half out of five apply to everybody anyway. So the fact is going to keep an extra one and a half, namely, you won't go to Simchas Mereyas, and you won't have begotten Begul Hudson, that extra is... Now in the Hanami, the Ramban argued. You see from the Ramban, that had a bit of a problem with Paresia, would be a problem even on Yadav, against the Shah. But if you have a good memory, if, I know you do, but just to refresh it, okay? Take a look in the Bir Agra, in Simon Shin Sadi Test. We now move to Shin Sadi Test, which is now our Simon, for the next while, the Hilchos of the Rego. Take a look, if you remember, everyone has a Shulchan Aruch. Shin Sadi Test, in the Gross, it's caught in Dalit. Okay? He calls the Ramban over here. He calls Mr. Shloshim Kamar. Right? And the Gra quote, the Ada off the Rama Shiva Tov Shiva. So you don't have to give your, but not Tov Lamed. You wouldn't have to give your Tilpul. That's the Ma'ariv and the Shah. So whoever wrote this brilliant person who wrote this small little Rashi script in parentheses said what you said earlier. Uva Torah, thought of the little Kama Kosar. The Tama, the Milson Nation, which is Losa say. Uva Dinner Regal, not in Ogram, the Mitzosa. This Shinog with Kulon, Rabbi Lutzel, ain't Rabbi Lutzel, that's the word of the Rambam. Mashma, Dafku, Dova, Shev, Al-Tasa, the Lokimari. Yeah? He does not accept the Shach and the Marib who say that Shlush and Dik Avelis is a low-grade Avelis and it's not a problem for Asia. No, it is a problem. But Norba Messias, it's a 3.5 out of 5 of 4 anyway, it says Tasa, so what is the big for Asia? Everybody with me, Rabbi Osai? Very important, the Kutu. Okay? You were coming to I would say the Vilna Gaon or some student. I don't know who wrote I'm not sure who wrote the other that part. Okay, but even the Talmud of the Gaon is not better than the Machavit to make a kiddush. So, okay. Right. Comes a tour with his famous shot heard around the world. Around the world. Well, earlier I tell you what I'm saying. Heard around the world. With a tour in Shin Sadi Tesh, quotes the Ramban at significant length, not every last word, he quotes it at some length, and at the end of the long quotation, he says, so my father disagrees. What is it? It's page in this edition. It's page Shin Sadi Shat. What? Page Shat. Okay? What does it say there? Umidivri Adoni Avi Arash Dal Yerosh Eina Osa Klal Mitoras Avelis Ela Bidvara Masurin Lo Mitoras Areg. The 3.5 things apply and the 1.5 do not apply. What Rosh? Doesn't tell you where. So the Beis Yosef tells you where. Simen Chav Ches. Everybody look inside Rabbosai. Simen Chav Ches in the Rosh. Let's see what the Beis Hamikdash thought of the, as this would be, what he thinks the Torah meant. He wants to know, we're doing another mission. He wants to know why Shmini Atzeret doesn't knock off Shlosh. It's up there, it's the very end of page 68. Last few, the narrow one at the end. If Tomer and Cain, the Chag, Nami, Yivatim, and Shmini Atzeret, Zerah Shloshim, good Kasha, everyone has Kasha. Shani also, Shalom Noah, Klal, Din Shloshim, Afagav, Shekiyut, Vitisporet, Asurim, Bemoed, Mikomakom, Mitam, Avelis, Mia, Lo, Nesar. Ooh, Klara Diburim, no? Klara Diburim, yeah? Huh? Pretty clear. So writes the Beis Hamikdash. Good. Major, major problem exists. It's such a problem. It's a bombshell cast. It's not my cast. A number of it, people ask me, have a tour. You can see it right here in print. The problem is this exact phrase is found in the Ramban himself on page Reish Lamed Daleth in the Ramban Tamed. Take a look. Reish Lamed Daleth. He asked the kasha at the very end. Remember, it's the last line of this whole sukkah. He asked the kasha, why is the Shemini Atzeret knock off Shloshim? Zu ain't a Torah. Remember, it's the last line they asked. End of the packet before it says Yerushalmi. Sherei lo noag b'gzeirat Shloshim. V'yaf al pisha regal ola l'binyan Shloshim. And the vatsim and gzeirat ad she'inu gubahem k'sotam. Rebbeinu da'alma kula. The Ramban said earlier in Reish Chav Zayin Ches, that all the halachas of Shloshim apply, not three and a half, but five. And therefore, it's all of them in Shloshim. I watched the Shmini Atzeret knock it off. What did he say? Lo Noag B'Gzeira Shloshim. Lo Noag B'Gzeira Shloshim. He says he's going even further than the Rosh. The Rosh says Noag B'Gzeira Shloshim. He's saying he's not Noag at all. What's he talking about? So this Kasha, it's a Meiridika Kasha. Rabbi Shevel quotes Kasha, L'chayra Soter, Masha Kosev L'mala, Zimat L'Ordi Omer, V'tzorach Yen, he quotes in who? Hey Gimel Men, Hagot Mani Yeti Kasha. Who's Hey Gimel Men? Remember who Hey Gimel Men? As usually means. If you are looking around, maybe he has a Kasha. But I'll say the Kasha if you don't have, I don't know, I saw the Kasha in the tour in the footnotes. And he quotes it from there, I forgot. And he'll put it, I put it on the Mamma Kormos, correct? It's footnote number Chav Gimel. Dvarim can cost the Ramban Amud Reish Lamed Aleph. L'chor Dvarim Solshim Zezeh. Oh, for Amud V'Zagon Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer Vagos of Shah. Maybe it should be Hey Gimel Mem. It should be I can't imagine. I don't know. I Taz Dvarim Dvarim Mashatiris Zezeh L'Das Ramban. So the Taz opposed the Gevur Teres. Yeah. Gevur Teres. And open up to the Taz. Lift to the Shema Devarim Chachamim. Let's take a look. Everyone look at the Taz. Everybody open up. Shin, Sadi Tes, Siv Cotton Love. Everybody. Hail the Taz. What did he say? Kosha. The Kosha Shmini Atzeret Kamegel B'Sneyatma Galinin Bittul of Shloshim. No. Here it's a rush. Here it's the story. All right, fine. Zorach even the Taras Aliba the Ramban. The Tzvila the Yeshua Vela these are notes of Ali Torah Rego. Kemus Galiel Simon Zev Sif Alev. If Ken Kosh Lama Lo Yavat Lashmi Atzeres the Shloshim Kema Shem Zanog the Din Shloshim the Tosefes HaIzer. The Zira, look at even the Taras. He doesn't quote the Ramban himself. He gets his own Taras. I don't know if he saw the Ramban at the very end. The Mikomakom Yesh Kan Shinui. Shinui. Mishar Shloshim Zuchol. Different. Anders. How? The Hosom Yesh Heker V'Yikir Adin Giyot V'Tisporet. It's obvious. The Giyot V'Tisporet that he's different than everybody else. He's an Avel. Ma She'en Ken Kan She'en Heker Ela B'Tol Sefes. We call the one and a half out of the five. V'Zein Ocho Chokokam. V'Zai B'Zeh She'Nomar. Shereg ol the minyan shloshim Avalol, Indian, the Levi, Kinog, Mikas, Shloshim, Mamish, the Indian, Shayavo, Shmini, Atheret, Viavat, the Gamish, Shara, Shloshim, Kenyarali. Even an original Teret? That's the keeping true, all of our veil is applied to you. But 3.5 out of 5 apply to everybody else as well. So the only difference is respect to 1.5. So Chazal didn't feel it proper that you should get away with a Shloshim, that for the entire duration of your personal Shloshim, you are never knowing more than 1.5 more things in the whole island. Not Nikr. That's what the Taz said. An interesting Taz. The Taz is Taz.
Is
the Rabban get the Taz? No. That's what the Rabban meant? Let's read what the Rabban said. If you could say, I don't know. I'll read the Rabban's Lush. Zu ein a Torah. Sherei lo noag d'gzeira shloshim. That's what he meant? That's what he meant? What do you say? That's what he meant? Who? Who thinks yes? Raise your hand. You know you have to raise his hand. They probably did not mean that, the Pasha. Okay, so here, Abotai, I have to tell you, we'll take probably the rest of today's year, it's one piece. Not my own. A piece of the Heiliger Rabban Shel Yisrael, in the Tzir. Ever to look it up later, in the Hamad Shela, the Pasha's Chayasora, where he has the Indian of Avelis, Simon, Tes, Vov, Sif, Cotton, Zion. He's so holy. Let's see if we can, if I can share with you some of his Machshavas Kedoshim of the Heiliger Tzir. He starts off by quoting, and this is critical, a distinction between Shabbos and Yontif. Let me ask you a question. So the Rambam, why is it that Shabbos is Ola Ben Amaptik and Yontif is Maptik Ben Ola? It's a difference. It's a difference, Rabbi Tzai. And what's the inside in the Rambam? Talk to Yerushalmi. Because if you're going to say that Shabbos is Maptik, what institution will be non-existent? Shouldn't. We have a non-existent institution. It never happened. Never happened. They were attacking Shiva. So what are you going to say? That the Shiva is master, you'll never have Shiva. What are you going to say? It won't count to do it as a blank day? Again, you never have Shiva. You're going to attack that Shemayna. We spoke about Tisha yesterday. You're going to have Shemayna. So, that's Yerushalm. The Ramban quotes the Yerushalm. However, the Heiliger Shultz gives a different answer. My timer, all the good of Sivbe. But regalim, Simchu the Sivu. Everyone knows, Shabbat has Oneg, Yontif has Simchu. But the Shulchan is an independent answer, which is different than the answer of a Mefurish Yerushalmi, quoted by the Ramban. Hallo Dovahu. Hallo Dovahu. Hallo Dovahu. Did you see the Yerushalmi? Those are the Ramban in front of them. Just look at it up briefly. Page Resh Chavav / Zion. The Ramban quotes this. Says, quote the Yerushalmi, Man ishtana, shezeh sha'od last line, sha'olav enam haftik, zeh enam haftik, enam haftik, v'tarik. Om Rav Abba, efshel l'shiva below regel, the efshel l'shiva below Shabbat, the imtomar, Shabbat taftik, Leka Avelus Shiva. Im Tama lo Tafsik v'lo Tala, Zayim is Tufa lo lo Mashkakas lo. And the Fakti Chagecha Me'evel, Dimit the Chagas Mashik straight. The Oath, Kevin lo lo Enim Hasekas, Oli. This is his Yerushalmi with a little bit of amplification. So why did the Shulman go against the Mefurush of Yerushalmi? Rebbein Yishalaylam. Comes in the Tziv with a classic, this is a classic Tziv, a Hekim. He's all over the world, everywhere. Heilig in the Tziv, listen carefully what he says. Listen carefully. He says, the Yerushalmi holds clearly, as the Ramban I think quoted a little bit earlier, that Dvarim Shibetzin is Noeg. The first, the Yerushalmi holds that Dvarim Shibetzin is Noeg Beregim. They say, what's the big deal? The Bavli says, so too.
The answer is, the Kudra itself, the Ksubas Dal Ramadan. We reported this out. Gives us a Rambam, the Hashutis, and I think the Rambam Balabar quotes the Girsa, is that the Gemara says, yes, John, the Shabbos, you know when? On Shabbos. Not for Regel. The Regel, there is no Dvar of Shabbos Sinah. They're not knowing. This is a Nitziv Yisod. He is a great defender of the Shultz, the Rambam, the Goyim, that they hold against the Rambam Girsa. He's going to try mightily. The rest of the Shul is going to talk about this opinion, that on Shabbos, there is no Dvar of Shabbos Sinah. What did I just say? On Yontif. Scratch that. On Yontif, there's no Dvar of Shabbos Sinah, which is one Girsa in Shulbat Avdal. Shabbos is not beyond. Not beyond. What's the Hezver Adavah? So you can understand very well. He says, Dvarim Shabbat Sinah is Noeg on Shabbos and not on Yontif. Why? Because Oneg, it's not just a big steer to Oneg. However, Dvarim Shabbat Sinah can't possibly be Noeg on Yontif. Because it's going to stare, it's going to disturb the concept of Simchas HaRegel. Do you remember Rabotai? So we asked the Kasha, Rabbi Chilmi Paris. Who remembers that? Was it once in a footnote on the Makaros in the bottom in parentheses? He asked the Kasha on the first thing we learned this month, opening day. So we asked the Kasha, what do you mean, the Sugi Yudalim and Beis, that Osi Esi the Rabbim, and therefore there's no Avelis Beregel. Incidentally, I can't mention this, someone should be Chaim showed it, that the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Tam Abdallah suggests, unbelievable, that a woman, according to the Rabbin, who has no Chiyuv Simcha, should have to have an Avelis Beregel. Wow. We don't accept it for various reasons. But this is one of the best mentions to you. You want to accept it? First we pass up the Rambam. Against the rabbi. She's going to pass over that one. But don't get me involved. I have no time. Okay, this is a mindset. Okay, Rabbi. Oh, so listen very carefully, Rabbi. Oh, sorry. The Rabbi Chilmi Paris at the Kasha Kavald. How can the Gomeshim is going to be knowing? They gave it to us. I told the child on the Rashi Ksagad. The Rashi said, what's the symbol? The Samach, the Chagach, where has my father's Lashon again, Nicho? What's the Lashon? That Yisrael come together and they promise in Chas Yontif. Which means it's only a contradiction to the Rabam Dikah dimension of Simcha. And that's a Darshan Professor cannot be Noeg, and Betzinah can be Noeg. It's a Chiddush Neira of Rabbi Chilmi Paris based upon the Rashi Ksav Yad. What's the Lashon? Shekol Yisrael are coming together to pursue Simchas Yontif. But that's a Chiddush. Rashi Ksav Yad said it. I wouldn't have said it on my own. Says in the Tzim, it's not sayable. And therefore, he didn't have a Rashi Ksav Yad. And therefore, he didn't have a Rishon Paris either. And there's the Pasha Shabbat Gemara, and Pilei Ploim. If Simchas Docha, Avelis Docha, then the Kovacol. So the Rambam is right. Either Ramban is also a person. Ramban knew how to learn, yeah? Ramban, yes or no? Ramban knew how to learn. If you didn't know before the summer, now you know Ramban knew how to learn. So what's he going to do? Locked in the Sivazay. He's solved all the problems. As the Ramban, although, this is brought up in our previous shurim, well, he spent a lot of time defending the Gaonim, say Avelis, their mission is Daraisa, but at the end of the day, it's not clear he holds that way. The Ramban, as I think Ratani said, you see that the Yom Mechamah said, a Helig in the Tziv. If the Ramban deep down, if you ask him at the end of the day, he says, there's no tell. So the Shita said, Avelis is in Gansan, the Rabbanon. One second. If Avelis is in Gansan, the Rabbanon, then the whole Gemara Yudal is only for the Rabbanon. On a Rabbanon level, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru. Sinner, Farhes, I don't understand it very well. That's the Rabban Lashita. So, if the Rabbanon, to understand why there's Avelis is Sinner, yes, and Farhes can know. But according to the Rambam, as a Dinder, Avelis is the right, and yes, it's because it's also the right of the Pashtus. The Pashtus is the Rambam Shita, it's mine as that. It's simply because it's the right, and there's no Shlomim. So therefore, on level of the right, there's no distinction between Tefesh. And therefore, Avelis is knocked off completely by Simchas HaRegel. Ad kan divrei ha-Nitziv, the Helig ha-Nitziv. Now we both say, the Nitziv continues.
continues. And it's so beautiful. He has other things, other problems. Yorishin, what's Doraisa, what is Doraisa? This seems to work with the assumption that the Ramban is so, that only certain Ibnunim are Doraisa, that the Rambam would accept, it's very schwer, with the Rambam the all 11 are Doraisa. I can't go into all the every last practice. You look inside in the Sim, it's Simon Tazvav, it's called Zion. Now the main point. The Behail of the Beis Yosef as Akasha. The Gemara says to Furish that what do you do when someone is Nikva Berego? So you have Rabbi Mishaskim Imo, so someone died, let's say, halfway into Chol HaMoed. So what do? For the first 4 days, you're Menachem Avo, and 3 more days after that, and the last 4 days that he keeps Shiva, there's only Chol HaMoed. So Mazen HaMaitza, Hagin and Dibur. So Mefurish Gemara. So Mefurish Gemara, but the Rama left it out. Rama left it out. And it's not my question. The Halakha Torah is the question. And Shin, excuse me, the Beis Yosef is the question. And Shin Saritas, the Yesh, the Tmoa, Halarif, of the Rambam, who said in Perek Yolach Ches, Shakover es Meso Beregel, Shachar Aregel, Maskul Lindel Shiva, Venogman, Kol, Dibri Avelis. What happened to the Gemara? The Gemara said, Eirabim is asking me more. Mefurish the Gemara. How come the Rift family died of Mefurish the Gemara? So I'll tell you why. If you look carefully, the only Tana who says that this din applies is the Tana who maintains that the only time you knock off, that your youngest knocks off Shiva, is if you already passed 3 days past. Our Mishnah. I jumped ahead of myself. I neglected to tell the other what you already know on your own, that the Mefurish Gemara and the Chacham and Aleph, that you don't have to have 3 days. Rather, what do you want to say? I feel a what? Shoah. So we think a technicality. Shoah 3 days. The Siv Kadaka Bakardish is like the big binyan before. That's just a technicality. No. The Siv is as follows. Our Tana, who has a 3 day business, and if he's buried 2 days before the regal, he holds his din. It's after the last 4 days of Shiva, the case may be. But it's not according to the way we pass them our law. And why? He explains as follows. We pass, he says, that simple done of a Zoraita, like the Rambam. And therefore knocks off a veil of completely. And listen carefully. If he's Nikbar Beregel, there's no avail. Listen carefully. And he therefore claims, Ein Mishaskin Imo. And he goes with the same logic as the Ramban, but backwards. Backwards. What did Ramban say? How is it possible to have a guy whose people can be Menachem Avil is going to walk into a Shever Brochus? Can't be. Says in the Siv, how is it possible? A guy's going to go to Shever Brochus to be Menachem Avil. Exactly the reverse. Because according to the Ramban, there is no Avelis for Rego. You go to a Shever Brochus and have Nichem Avelis. That's what the Ramban left it out. Not finished yet. Not finished. Oh. The Braisa, you test them at base, the Chaf of an Alpha's long Braisa holds, that Simchas Yosef is the Raisa only Bishlomim. What is the Simchas? Only Bishlomim. Praise the Sheet. Praise the Shemeshurah, your Dalit. And the Simcha, the Rabbanon, is not so Kavua. And it's Nitzchus B'Pnei Avelus with respect to Mishaskim Imo. And that's why the distinction between Shoachas and, you don't accept Shoachas in these 2-3 days, it's all Habah Atalia. The Mele Rabosa. Look very, very carefully, Rabosa. Extremely carefully in the Rush. Rabosa, Rush. Simin Chav Zayin. Look at this. Chav Zayin. This is mamash brilliant. Simon Chav Zion. At the end of the Simon. What does it say over here? The end of the Simon. Hakover is made of a regal. I forgot that regal all of the minions Shiva, all the minions Shlosh. The Chitnana regalim apsikim venim olim, the minions Shiva who venim olim. Why? The Ein mitzvah Shiva no hegas for regal. Avolim minion Shloshim, Olin. Why? Hoel u'mitzvat shloshim noheges v'regel. Why? No ha'eno megaleach.
What is that? No ha'eno megaleach. What does that mean?
Get the impression from here that the other dinim of shloshim do not apply by regel.
This is the rush transmitted that the Torah had reference to. Not the rush later on in the end of Kof Ches. Not the Rambam of the Pharisee himself will come back. He meant this one.
Hold on a second. And why is it so? Because it's all eliminated shloshim, because not megaleach, but other dinim do not apply. Because it gets simcha d'oraisa. And therefore, what's the implication? That dinim of Shiva don't apply to regal at all. Because it's not all dominion Shiva. Even though the mix of dinim is enough to all of shloshim. In other words, it's opposite. The Ramban said in order to be all that, to have complete fulfillment. But according to the Shiltis and the Rif and the Rush, to quote over here, no! Even partial fulfillment is enough to count the Shloshim, and therefore, by definition, there's no fulfillment of Dinei Shiva during Regel. Or it would have counted to Shiva too! One step down, Meiridik. I the Gemara, in Ksubis Abdalid, it's clear that the Ramban referring to Yomtif. After all, the Gemara compares it to a Chosin. And we know that the Gemara, a chosin is normal, a regel. So the first one, Masech the Moed, chosin of Zion of his bays, with respect to Rias and the Goyim. No. So how can we have the Giras of Shabbos? That's the lush, the famous lush in the Ramban. Mimkova u'mukra, they compare it to chuppah, and chuppah is like a regel. Says the Ramban, says the Nativ, nothing doing. All the Gemara means is as follows. So by chosin, they were matir simcha, but they prohibited Tashmish after the Bia Rishona, before Shigemara. I come out. There it says. It's not Ma'aka the Ikut Simchas Kosim. It's Marazen, in many cases, it's the Chalal Sal, the famous Chumar of Zambasulim. It's not Ma'aka the Ikut Simchas Kosim. That's what it means, they're both sides. It's comparable to Shabbos. They have a split halacha, a split in, with a, by a Chosim. So some laws of Avelis apply, namely Tashmish, and some laws do not apply. Oh-ho! Then you apply by Shabbos. Some laws apply, and some laws do not apply by Hezda. That's all. That's the whole Gemara's comparison, says in the Tiff. So now I come, Rabotai, to the biggest punchline. Just give me time to finish this one punchline, and then we'll stop. And as the Tiff said it, but I have to say this, I saw additions to it, to the Tiff itself, both by the Sefer Tiferes and Moshe, and but even by the same different stuff, we had to go. What do you do with the kasha, steering the Ramban? You never answer the steering Ramban. He said, Gevaldigeteres. This is what he says. It all depends when the person passed away. Before Yontif or on Yontif. If he passed away before Yontif, then there's no shloshim v'regel, and therefore Shmini Atzeres will not knock off the shloshim. That's the Ramban, Tej Reish, Lamedal, he's talking about that case. Right? The person, he wants to know why the Shmini knock off shloshim. If he's talking about Chalamay, knock off shloshim, still hasn't done Shiva yet. Knock off shloshim before Shiva. See, obviously died before you. That's Tej Reish, Lamedal. But if he died v'regel, Rabotai, if he died virego, he hasn't fulfilled the shiva yet, then we say that the halachas of shloshim apply according to the Ramban, and we say that Shmini Atzeres can't knock off shloshim because he hasn't done shiva yet. Bekitza, bottom line, dear Ramban, is you keep the halachas or don't you keep the halachas during regal? Yes or no? In one place he says you keep everything, one place he says you keep nothing. Who wants to speak to the other? Which is which? If you died beregel, you keep everything. If you died before regel, you keep nothing. But wait. That's what I said in the Tiff. And I have to add in the Kudas to make it even better. Oh, Meiridik. Mamash Meiridik. David Divrei Sofrim.
I got the wrong volume here.
Shin Sadi Tet, thank you very much. Fifth Yud Aleph, we should look it up. He has a amazing gevar in the Seferis Lamesh. I'm super duper. This mamash, a grand slam home run. Oh. He gives the same parents, who was, he lived before this, no? Baruch. He's quite about a few days, you know? A long time. He lived before, long before. What did he give a parent? Yes, Nafgamina is in page Tisa. Tisa is Rosh Bnei Yisrael. Page Tavshin Aleph. He said as follows. Yes, Nafgamina ben Kol v'Mesa v'Regel or Kol v'Regel. Not Kol v'Mesa v'Regel, nor Kol v'Nei Shlosh v'Regel. Ava Kol v'Mesa v'Kol v'Regel, in the north there Shlosh v'Regel. That's what he says. Beautiful Torah. Beautiful factual Torah. Oh, marriage. That's the fact. But the loveness is even better as yet to come. What's the loveness? What's the loveness? Oh. Oh. I can't, I'm sure it's in here, just right now my eyes are missing it. He says that when we say that a person is nikva beregel, listen carefully, when a person is nikva beregel, he has to keep the halachas. What do Rabbani, what he says? He's not really keeping it b'torah shlosh. He's keeping it b'torah shiva. You're keeping it b'torah shiva. Because in effect, according to Rabban, if someone dies b'regel, dvarim shibitzin noeg. So these halachas of Avelis says it to Ferris the Moshe, you're not so much keeping it b'torah shloshim, but you keep the ether, let's say for example, begin meguat, is b'torah shiva. It's b'torah shiva. Now this comes along the Amic Dover in Tivkotan, I think it's Nunhei, let's see if I have it right, and gives a Meiridik Arayah that's true. And I looked it up and it's really there. Mamish Meiridik. If you have the right Tivkotan. Yeah! Ooh, wah! Take a look. It's the page Tufresh Pebez. It's back in the Divrei Sofrim Chafei. He says, Asa Bekulah. He quotes an achronim, that's shloshim, that's how I would have read. But it's the Tazim of God involved, we saw already. But the Ferris and Moshe claim, the Mishim Gzeir is shiva, osu b'kolele. And in Nunhei writes, Zvarav b'chrochim. Because the Torah says Yerushalayim, that's the Kashi against the Ramban, it's against the Mepurish Yerushalmi, I looked it up, it's there. The last page of Paragim Alok Aleph. Zvav Alok Aleph Mepurish, Lehedja. The Mishim Bom and Aderech, Mutal the Galeach betom Shloshim Shiyamei Emlo Shiyeshem Regel. It's against the Rabban. The Rabban to the Pharish. I emphasized it before. The Nafkamina says you can't. What the Nafkamina says you can't even shave if you're one of the that came out of prison. You can't shave, and the Yishama says you can't shave. Checkmate. The Yishama is against the Rabban Mefurish. I will give it to Pharish the Moshe Loka Shemidi. The Dafkak Shekvar Avru Shiva. The ain olav elikzeret shloshim mutter. That's the Yerushalmi. That's the Yerushalmi's case. Avol kan also mishum zeret shiva benikva beregel. If you look carefully, you'll see it's a mamish a binyan before the basic binyan we saw from the Nativ. We saw a beautiful addition by the Tiferes Lemosha with a topper. By the rabbi, the Emes Dover from the Yerushalmi. Incidentally, the Pharisee Moshe uses his soul to discuss the issue of Shavuot, the special character of Tashlumin, but that will leave for another time. So stop here. Let's begin right now. Yeah.